No jurors selected yet. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Attorneys for former President Trump and prosecutors will question more potential jurors today for his criminal hush money trial. None was seated yesterday, the first day of this historic trial.
Former President Trump, who will be in the courtroom as the panel is picked, talked about how Judge Juan Merchan won't excuse him for events like Supreme Court arguments on his potential federal immunity next week. Among his other trial issues,
the DA, because you go right outside and people are being mugged and killed all day long, and he's sitting here all day with 10 or 12 prosecutors over nothing.
Several potential jurors were excused because they said they could not be impartial. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Pro-Palestinian protesters blocked bridges, disrupted traffic, and delayed flights in major U.S. cities yesterday. The demonstrators demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and for the U.S. to stop funding Israel. Dozens of arrests made in several cities, including San Francisco, Seattle, and New York. This as Israel brushes off pressure from world leaders not to retaliate after Iran's massive drone and missile strike.
There is reportedly debate among the Israeli war cabinet surrounding what the response would look like. While the Israeli military says 99% of the drones and missiles fired by Iran were intercepted, doing nothing could embolden Iran to strike again, say the Israelis.
Fox's Jeff Paul. Speaker Mike Johnson says he intends to split foreign aid funding into separate bills as he faces an outright rebellion from hard right Republicans who oppose more aid to Ukraine. A vote on those bills may happen Friday. And a fire is raging through the 17th century old stock exchange in Copenhagen. Flames are engulfing the roof of the building that was once Denmark's financial center and collapsing its spire. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in Australia say a knife attack at a church was terrorism.
A Christian bishop and a priest were among those hurt in the incident in a suburb of Sydney on Monday. A 16-year-old boy is accused of the stabbing. He was overpowered by worshippers. The area's police commissioner, Karen Webb, declaring it a terrorist attack and explaining why.
There are elements that satisfied in terms of religious motivated extremism and, of course, the intimidation of the public.
The designation brings more resources to the investigation. The knife murders of six people at a shopping mall in Sydney days earlier were not declared terrorism. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Federal regulations published yesterday say workers are entitled to time off for abortions. Congress passed the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act in 2022 with robust bipartisan support. Fox's Lisa Brady tells us about an eye-opening sleep survey.
Nearly 6 in 10 Americans, 57%, say they would feel better if they could get more sleep. Just 42% say they're getting as much sleep as they need. And the same Gallup poll finds only about a quarter of Americans get at least 8 hours of sleep, the amount experts recommend for health and mental well-being. Back in 1942, more than twice as many, 59%, said they slept 8 or more hours. In the new poll, more than half report 6 or 7 hours of sleep. 20% say 5 hours or less, up 6% from the last time Gallup asked in 2013. This poll doesn't explore why there's less sleep or potential pandemic impacts. Women under age 50 were especially likely to report not getting enough rest. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The New York Yankees say their legendary radio voice John Sterling is retiring effective immediately. The Athletic reports the 85-year-old is stepping down due to health concerns. And Dow futures down 54 points at this hour. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.